medium, ghetto, intelligent, her conversation, so won't you come hang with the gang? Relatable topics from coming up broke to the nonsense, they all come along with these dames. From trust funds to trapping, we cover it all in with laughter, so won't you come grab you a seat? From Oso Othello, you know that we medium, ghetto, and nothing can even compete. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to Taking It, where we argue about the same stuff that you guys are arguing about.
My name is Jamar.
My name is Ebony Black, and I am afraid to admit some stuff. My beef with the I'm Black and I'm scared to admit conversation is, if somebody isn't deemed the right kind of Black or Black enough, they get bullied for saying anything.
You can't say shit.
Like, I don't really... We preach every day that Black people are not a monolith and we're all different and come from different backgrounds and have different cultures. But as soon as somebody that's not just... I don't even know how to explain it. That's just not right. They don't... If they don't off enough stereotypes, then they're not black enough.
They ain't got the Black card.
Right.
So you can't say nothing.
So now you're not part of the community and you can't address certain things.
You know what's crazy? Like, you saying that, like, all right, you've got all these stereotypes. It'd be the harmful one. If you're not an angry Black woman, so you can't be, you gotta be aggressive somehow, but you hate aggressive women, apparently. You gotta be a hood. Poverty.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. As soon as you work somewhere, they think you're poor if you're Black, some people.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. What else we got? We also got the token Black dude. The one dude. Oh, if you're token Black, that's the people they don't bang with. You can be in the hood, grow up in the hood, and be token Black at a location.
Right.
And because you are, you're a diversity hire, they don't think you're Black enough.
Yes.
Because you don't, you know, people don't treat you when you got more money, they don't treat you like you're Black.
That's very true also. Yes. So, I don't know. I have beef with a lot of people over this right now. Because this girl said that being in the hood makes her anxious. And people took that and ran with it. Now, I will address the fact that, yes, there were some non-melanated people.
Wait, so not being in the hood does not make you anxious. So you on 2nd Street at 9 p.m. when it's dark, and you away from your car, and you got to walk a block, and you're not anxious.
Right.
Are you anxious?
I am.
All right, just making sure. I was like, wait a minute, I'm trying to follow this.
This is my point.
Damn well, I used to walk to my car at midnight, and I didn't have no jewelry on when I came back because it was it. Because just to let you know, I'm from the hood, and I'm in the hood. I don't want to even rob you. And you made it so easy. Well, your shit out and made it easy.
Yes.
And then women make it really easy because y'all have everything like a purse.
Well,
that's like a good snatch and go. Like, y'all targets.
You're not healthy.
And then I ain't got to work a full-time job to snatch like $500 worth of shit. And I can sell the purse for another $500. I'm not helping. But it's okay to be anxious in the hood as well.
Right.
Because so, I don't even have these thoughts.
Gaslight her pretty much into feeling like she's whitewashed and she's anti-Black. Because she doesn't feel comfortable somewhere that she probably didn't grow up, which is why she feels uncomfortable. Oh,
no, don't let me not grow up in that hood. If you're in a different hood, it's even worse.
Yeah, that's
must have asked me, where you from? Let your car be over 2008.
Right.
Younger than 2008. They're like, yes.
Definitely watching.
Yeah, they like, yo, where you at?
I've been pulled over coming off my block simply because I drove a new car. So the police assumed I had to be bi.
Or you like stole it?
Either one.
That's crazy. I used to look with a little picture I'm at right now. They assumed that actually it's not my car. Yeah. And I remember I almost got arrested because I didn't have the address on my driver's license yet. Going to a nice neighborhood.
I believe it.
It almost happened. I was like,
I believe it. But yeah, so I've seen time and time again Black people get together and attack another Black person, gaslighting them about something that you is normal. Every day, point in case, last year, there was one girl sitting in her car talking about a bad experience that she had with a hairdresser. Every day on every social media platform, Black women complain about their hairdressers. Every day. They say we need to go back to the aunties. We need to go to the African shops. Stop messing with the Instagram hairstylists every day. So this girl says it, and she says, I'm just not used to this. I'm used to dealing with white businesses. They don't do this. Which, in my experience, largely is a fact. They're usually open when they say they're going to be open and close when they say that they're going to close. And there's, you can get a refund or whatever. There's rules that they follow.
Yeah.
These independent hairstylists aren't following those rules. So everybody else gets to complain about it. But since she has a proximity to whiteness, she's not allowed to complain about it. But it happened to her. So anyway, so they gaslit her for a week. Chewed her alive. I felt so bad for that. And this girl, I feel like the same thing's happening to her. Because if she's anxious in the hood, then she must be from suburbia. And therefore, she's not allowed to address any of the things that we talk about every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I don't like that for y'all. Be for real.
I don't like it either.
Be honest. How much time are you spending in the hood that you are anxious?
Oh my God. They be talking match by the hood too. Most right. people even eat at the restaurants in the hood. Where you going to go on a date at? Outside the hood.
Right.
How many dining areas they got in the hood?
Yes. Lots of good restaurants.
How many businesses they got in the hood where you could like shop at? They're like, I don't want to shop there. I want to shop at Michael Kors.
Right.
It's like you like buying the white clothes and the white image, but you don't like when people... But you don't like being called out for it, pretty much is what I'm saying. You devalue someone because they might come across a little bit more white than you.
Yes, exactly.
It's crazy, but you valuing white things is even more crazy. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right, I agree. Yes. I watch people go back and forth arguing about this all week. They're saying, the girl said hood. She didn't say anything about black people. You assume black people because you have your own idea of what the hood is.
That's
what
you're in the hood.
They do.
Meth lab blew up like two years ago.
Literally. And they're like, no, don't play. We know what she meant by hood. We know that she meant black people. Either way, when I go to, I've been in hoods where it's primarily white people, and yep, I was anxious because they scary. I don't know how else to put it. Poverty and misery is not fun to be around.
It's not.
The hood is a place full of poverty and anger and resentment and mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not anxious when you go to the hood, you don't spend enough time in the hood. You're not paying attention.
There's a lot of desperate people.
Exactly. And desperation
leads to actions.
Leads to a lot of stuff.
Shit, let's say you get arrested, right? Mm-hmm. You got to pay for your PO. Yeah. But most of the time you can't get a job. So how are you going to pay for your PO?
Right. It's a setup.
Yeah. Because I got to do stuff to pay for my PO. Yeah. I can get the money.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? I might steal a little bit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or if you're a kid, you can't get a job, and people hustle on the block, you might hustle a little bit. You know what I mean? And, like, what else?
No, I agree. I feel like the internet, the black community, specifically on the internet, has, like, this large influx of people who spend too much time on the internet.
Yeah.
Not enough time in reality. People that pay $2,000, $2,300 rents, like, being the first one to address something, like, oh, if I'm the first one to address this girl, then I have the moral high ground.
Yeah.
I'm the right one. She's anti-black, and this is why. Because she talked about this stuff that's actually real.
If you're against poverty, if you're against crime rates rising, you're not anti-black.
Right.
If you're against drinking and smoking, right, you're not anti-black.
Right.
If you're even against, let's say, vulgar music, if I say it on the internet right now, I hate vulgar music, you don't think they're going to think I'm talking about?
They're immediately going to go to rap music.
Even though white people be.
Right.
Their country music's crazy. Right.
Exactly.
They be talking about the same thing we talking about. Shooting. Sleeping with someone who's not a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing. Getting high. Getting drunk. Driving drunk. Most of these trucks. Oh, these trucks are talking about driving drunk so much.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They do.
In your truck. That's worse than our small little sedans. You can buy a Ford F-150, you dead. You surviving my little Honda.
Pancake.
That's crazy.
F-150. But yeah, so anyway, I'm just trying to, let's be social media, the hood. Let's like be social media and like de-romanticize like what it is to be in the ghetto and live in the ghetto and be ghetto, be black, where a lot of poor black people live. That shit is miserable. I don't know.
I think people... Like, when you're black, we associate with struggle. But black people, we own social media, as in we create all the trends. So a lot of trends we have is a lot of struggle. And right. then if you keep hearing our black voices on these social medias, sometimes you hear struggle. Right. But you don't need the struggle to be successful. That's what a lot of people think. A lot of people don't think we're good because every time, let's say you mm-hmm. had a lot of hardship, you had crazy hardships, you don't even think you're good enough to have success because you didn't have hardships.
Yes.
Like, struggle culture is a big thing in the black neighborhood as well.
It is. That doesn't get addressed, though.
Yeah.
Somebody saying that being around it makes them anxious, that gets addressed. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they're just, like, pretending that all those things don't exist. Like, I have literally sat at a busy intersection at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and watched a man shoot into the intersection in broad daylight and skip away. That shit that happens every day.
When he skipped, like...
He literally skipped and smiled and skipped away.
I don't know why I thought. Like a flamboyant man?
He was a flamboyant.
The hood?
He had plaits in his hair, and he saw whoever he was looking for, and shot 2 feet from me and skipped away. Why? Because we're in the hood. And that's shit that people in the hood do.
That's true.
You want to argue and bully this girl, but the people who really need to be addressed aren't on TikTok watching you complain about them. They're not going to be held accountable. They don't care. They don't care about the white people arguing and agreeing with anti-blackness in the comments. They don't care about that. Not only nothing, it gets paid to be trifling and ignorant on TV every single day. You're not addressing her. She don't care. She's not about to be
And they be paying. The white people be paying her to be that.
Black people pay her to do it.
Too. Both of them do. Yeah, think about them. Who's the most managers are white?
Yes, the managers are white, but black people watch it.
Yeah.
They watch it every day.
If I was a white manager and I'm like, y'all can make money from this, I'm going to keep putting her in a shitty situation.
Literally. She want to keep doing it. And yeah. She's not the only one. There's people who do it for free every day for fun.
She was about to be summertime, 70 degrees, and we ratchet outside.
Right. Anyway, if you're in the hood and you don't have anxiety and you're not scared, then you're not paying attention.
You're not.
And if somebody points out that being in an area that is not familiar to them triggers you, then that's for you to talk about with your therapist.
Let it be known. If I'm in a car and feel in the country alone, I'm triggered.
That too.
That's like the alleyway. Alleyway. The car feel alone.
It's unnatural.
You're like, oh my God, wow. Or that was a drill in the car.
Yeah, them too.
I honestly never walk into tall grass or cornfields now because of that movie. Never. I'm scared.
That's one of my favorites. But anyway, I feel like y'all need to go outside and touch grass. Stop telling people how they can feel about things. Stop telling people that it's anti-black to be against anything that you feel like is synonymous with blackness.
True, is it anti-black to drink like diet juice?
You can do whatever you want because you're just black doing something. Again, we're not a monolith. Remember that.
That's true. All right. So I enjoy kayaking and I'm black.
Right. I like doing white water rafting.
Quite happy. But you don't do black water rafting?
Nope. I don't want to do the white kind. That well either.
That's dangerous. And then you pull out the black stereotype.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite. It's not like a black. I'm black and I'm afraid to admit that because my father was in my life, I had to learn how to use tools at work. And people laughed at me because I'm the only man that doesn't know how to use a screw gun or a drill.
That's sad.
I had no dad.
I don't know how to use it and I ain't have one either.
Oh, man. That's what we were expecting that. Apparently, everybody learned different than dad. And that Joe was like, yeah, my dad taught me how to use this. I'm like, your dad had power tools?
All you gotta do is just make sure you break the generational curse.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm black and I'm afraid to admit that sometimes you guys gaslight and delude yourselves into thinking that some things, some stereotypes, some things that don't make us look good, they're real and they exist. And just because somebody isn't your version of black, that they can't say whatever they want to say. They can't. I want all of us to be able to feel comfortable saying whatever, addressing anything. That's all. So, to wrap up, I just want to say I want the best for us all, and I want all of our voices to be heard all the time by each other. And tell us what you think. Tell us what you're afraid to admit. Safe. We're on YouTube. Nobody's going to tell anybody.
Yeah, same TikTok.
Let us know in the comments what you think. And thank you for watching Taking It.
All right. Thank you for watching our Woke Agenda.
It's medium ghetto when we think you watch it for listening, viewing, and tuning on in. Joining the left of the facts and for some it's the cap. We can't wait till we do it again. You know we love you and we gonna see you next time again. Thank you for joining the gang. If they ask about us, don't fret. Just tell them we medium ghetto. It's all in the name. Yeah.